Today is Wednesday, July 1st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. The pacing on that one was a little bit weird, but you know what? I'm going to keep it. We don't redo things around here. No, we don't. No, ma'am. So, I left on a little bit of a downer yesterday. Is that what it was? I ran out of time. I couldn't really explain it. But basically, I said everything that I wanted to say. So the person, you know, called me some names, some not really nice names, and a lot worse things have happened to people over the course of history. So I did survive, but you know, it was definitely not fun. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I did get a couple of emails. I got an email from Kathy Bacon and I got an email from Gary. And both of them I thought were kind of not really, you know, they said some nice things and Kathy gave me some information that I'm not sure if she wants, you know, spread out onto a podcast, but I would just want to thank both of them for emailing me and giving me words of support. And I really do appreciate that. And, you know, so, yeah, but it's all, you know, it's water under the bridge. And it was just one of the stressful things that happened over the weekend. And, you know, things are going to happen. Everybody has different personalities. And it just, you know, that's the way things work. So no big deal. And we'll keep going. I still have things to do. I have to figure out the amount of the donations to go to each of the charities, and I have to go ahead and set that up to pay. And then I also have to figure out the amount of the PayPal fees and get that over to Joe Batance, because he graciously offered to have Afterthought Media pay for those PayPal fees, which I think is really, it's kind of weird. So when someone offers to pay your PayPal fees, and if we use PayPal for them to pay, then we get a fee for them paying for the PayPal fees. So it's kind of like this infinite loop. So PayPal gets more fees if someone donates money to handle the PayPal fees. It's a never-ending loop that would happen. But so I've got some things to do there. I've also got to get the recordings on the website, the ones that I actually recorded. And then I've got to talk to each of the podcasts that I didn't record. Or I can just wait until they release them on their own RSS feeds and grab them so that I can put those on the website as well. So I've got some things to do. Anyway, so yesterday we went over to my parents' house yesterday afternoon because I needed to set up some equipment for my parents. I think I mentioned it on the podcast, I had bought a Onkyo receiver for my parents because my stepdad had this really old, and it's nice, I guess, but a really old Sony audio receiver. It wasn't audio video, it was just audio. And I bought them an Onkyo because everything is HDMI. You don't have to have all these separate RCA cables for all your audio, because they just had a snake, like a tangled mess of cables behind their television because everything was RCA. And you had to use a separate remote to change the input on the audio receiver than the one you use to change the input on the TV. So if, let's say you were watching cable and you wanted to switch to Roku, you had to pick up two separate remotes, really three separate remotes, because you had to first change the input on the TV to the Roku, but then the audio would still be on whatever you were watching before, so like cable or something. And then you'd have to pick up the audio receiver remote and change the input on that to be the correct input for the Roku. So then you got your video and your audio are now both playing the same thing. And then you had to pick up the Roku remote to actually, you know, do stuff on the Roku. So the audio receiver, not only is it much newer and better and has, it's connected to internet, so you can do all kinds of things. You can play Spotify and Pandora and TuneIn Radio and all that. But it also has Chromecast audio built in. It has Apple AirPlay audio built in. But it also handles the switching for both the audio and the video. So that was really cool. But unfortunately, I thought the remote might do more than just control the Onkyo receiver. But unfortunately, it only controls the Onkyo. So that means they still need to use multiple remotes to control the various devices, but at least the input part, if they want to switch to DVD or switch to Roku or switch to cable box, they just use one remote to switch. But once you've switched, you have to use a different remote to control that thing. And I know at some point I could get them like a universal remote or something like that. And who knows, those things have to be programmed and they're really complicated. And I don't know if my 71-year-old parents can get those. So anyway, we had to go over there to do that, and they had Fox News on, of course, and Fox News was talking about, I don't know, actually, I try to tune it out as much as possible, but they must have been talking about something related to Black Lives Matters, and my parents are older, and they're white, and I find the older they get, the whiter they get, and the more conservative and the more racist. And I never thought of my parents as being racist, but then my stepdad makes a comment. He says, well, black people really have, you know, they really have done, how did he put it? Something about, you know, they've brought this on themselves because they, you know, more crime is committed by black people than other races. And so, you know, really... And that was like, oh, that was such a horrible thing. I hesitate to even say that on the podcast because, oh my God, it was so bad. And, you know, poor Mark, he's just sitting there and he was brought up to not argue with elders, you know, with older people. And I'm arguing with them. I'm like, wait a minute, you can't. Do you mean to say that, like, if a black person walks up, you're going to assume they're going to steal something from you because, you know, because of some statistic that you read somewhere? And also, you know, how do we know that that statistic is even accurate? Because police black people more than they do other races. So that means, I don't know, it's just all skewed. And I'm like, oh my God, that I didn't come right out and call him racist, but I was really arguing. And we get in the car later and Mark's like, oh my God, your parents are racist. And I mean, it's not funny. I mean, it makes me sad, but I don't really know, you know, I just try not to argue because they're, you know, being 71, I'm going to really have a hard time changing their minds. And I never thought of them that way before, but some of the stuff they were saying was definitely skewed racist. And, you know, they really do think it was horrible that the guy died, and they do think it was the police officer's fault and all that, but man, they have some really racist views. And I'm sure, you know, look, I'm not perfect, but I was just really taken aback by some of the things they said. So that wasn't fun. It never is. It never is. Anyway, we did that, and then we picked up food because I didn't have time to cook after spending a couple of hours over there setting up audio equipment for them. And then I've been playing so much Animal Crossing, so I don't know if it came through on the recording because I haven't edited yet, but I was playing some Animal Crossing music while I was talking there, and just because, I don't know, why not? And it's probably not going to work well when I do my noise removal and all that kind of stuff, but... I've been playing so much Animal Crossing. I bought that game during the Pride 48 weekend. And I don't know, I have a love-hate relationship with games because part of me's like, so basically a game is real life, except you're not getting paid for it. You're just creating these virtual things. So like if I go out in my front yard and I plant a flower, I've planted a real flower. But if I'm doing Animal Crossing and I'm digging up things and I'm planting things and I'm building things and I'm doing all this, like, I don't have anything to show for it really afterwards. Other than, like, on my little computer screen, my little Switch screen, I have something. And I mean, your friends can visit you on your island and stuff like that. So I guess you can, air quote, show it off. But eventually I'll be like, this is the reason why I have trouble sticking with games, is because I feel like, oh, you know, I'm not being really productive here. I'm just like creating some virtual thing. But, you know, actually what I do for a living is creating virtual things, applications that are being used. Everything's virtual nowadays. So I don't know. But I'm really enjoying it though. So, I mean, there it is. But I've been playing so much. I don't have any frame of reference, so I don't know how fast things should go, but I'm only like 2 days in, and I'm already preparing for visitors, and the museum is being built now. I've built a bridge. Maybe I should have done all that in the first day. I don't know. But I've visited other islands and collected resources and stuff like that. I'm going to have to go on YouTube and see if there's a way to move your house. Because now that I've got a ladder and I can get all up to the tippy top places, I really would like to move my house to the top so that I'm looking down on everyone. Anyway, so I've really been enjoying that. Today I just worked. Mark and I are not doing anything for 4th of July, which I have mixed feelings about because it's our anniversary and we always travel for our anniversary, but COVID, you know, I mean, basically, but COVID, that's the answer. So, I mean, I feel really bad because we always, it's our anniversary trip. It's our boyfie anniversary trip every July 4th, and we're not doing it. So, so it's going to be a relaxing weekend. I think we're just going to shop for furniture because we still need to put some furniture. Our landscaper is coming tomorrow. Well, our potential landscaper is coming tomorrow morning to take some measurements of the backyard and kind of talk to me more about our ideas so he can give us a quote. I got a quote back from the electrician. It looks acceptable, so I'm probably going to go ahead and have the electrical work done. And yeah, I'm going to mow the yard after I get done recording because I think I've decided I'm just going to buy a lawnmower and start and just continue to mow myself because I don't mind doing it. And that'll save us money having to pay for a lawn company. I don't like to edge though, or weed eat. Edging sounds like a completely different thing, but also I listened to episode 1 of Geeky Gay yesterday and oh my God, I'm such a different person now than I was back then. It's crazy. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.